The Chad Olson Show. The Chad Olson Show. This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS. Find today's episode and previous editions of The Chad Olson Show in the podcast page at ChadOlsonShow.com. That's www.ChadOlsonShow.com. Log on now. The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
I'm in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine that I wish someone would have told me. So I am a Division I student athlete with no prior health issues. And I got the second COVID shot Tuesday. And within 4 days, I have been diagnosed with myocarditis and was told that I probably won't be able to play my senior season now.
Yeah, on the COVID front, the spike protein continuing to ravage the healthiest in our population. Every single person that's exposed to this is suffering some degree of mutagenic interference and interference with circulatory health, certainly paramount to all of that, with heart inflammation and heart events, and the NCAA recently mandating that every single student athlete who wants to participate in their competition must receive, and not just one vaccine, but they have to get both in order to remain eligible on the NCAA level. Sam, that just a heartbreaking account right there. A young man who's a Division I athlete in the prime of health, absolutely great physical condition, and yet he's flat on his back in a hospital bed, probably with lifelong heart damage as a result of the administration of the SHC-014 spike protein.
As long as the spike protein is in his body, the likelihood, everyone's body chemistry is different, but the likelihood is he will have a series or intermittent issues the rest of his life. That's my best guess, and I'm not unwashed medically, it's really unfortunate.
That what's done and the cause, the infliction, what it inflicts on the body, the inflammation that happens in the heart, it's not a one-off. It's something, once it has happened to you, you can't ever go back and not have experienced that. There's no way to unring the COVID-19 bell in terms of exposure just to the protein.
Well, and once you encourage, train, motivate, install a spike protein factory in the body, if you will, it's going to continue to, again, people are different, but it will, generally speaking, continue to produce the spike protein. And it is absolutely known the spike protein irritates the entire cardiovascular system. Now, in some people, it can be in their extremities, and other people, it can be in their lungs, goes to different organs. But the point is, it's not going away.
Longevity, fertility, and cognition. I identified those as the targets of this binary bioweapon infliction in January of 2020. Absolutely, they are doing their best to make the human race less durable, more susceptible to illness, knocking out the immune system, T lymphocytic interactions, as based on the HIV genomic insertions into the COVID-19 virus, which is a chimera combination of multiple viruses. In order to make this infliction, these people are Nuremberg code violators. They deserve to be put to death, and that young man's plight is just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what they've done to the human race. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
The Chad Olson Show.